Stiff Upper Lip Jeeves by P.G. Wodehouse. Narrated by Jonathan Cecil.
Chapter 1. I marmaladed a slice of toast with something of a flourish, and I don't suppose I've ever come much closer to saying tra-la-la as I did the lathering, for I was feeling in mid-season form this morning. God, as I once heard Jeeves put it, was in his heaven and all right with the world. He added, I remember, some guff about larks and snails, but that is a side issue and need not detain us. It is no secret, in the circles in which he moves, that Bertram Wooster, though as glamorous as one could wish when night has fallen and the revels get under way, is seldom a ball of fire at the breakfast table. Confronted with the eggs and bee, he tends to pick cautiously at them, as if afraid they may leap from the plate and snap at him. Listless about sums it up, not much bounce to the ounce. But today, vastly different conditions had prevailed. All had been verve, if that's the word I want, and animation. Well, when I tell you that, after sailing through a couple of sausages like a tiger of the jungles, tucking into its luncheon coolly, I was now, as indicated, about to tackle the toast and marmalade, I fancy I need say no more. The reason for this improved outlook on the proteins and carbohydrates is not far to seek. Jeeves was back, earning his weekly envelope once more at the old stand. Her butler having come down with an ailment of some sort, my Aunt Dahlia, my good and deserving aunt, had borrowed him for a house party she was throwing at Brinkley Court, her Worcestershire residence, and he had been away for more than a week. Jeeves, of course, is a gentleman's gentleman, not a butler, but if the call comes, he can buttle with the best of them. It's in the blood. His Uncle Charles...